Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller, Owner Emeritus and Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. On this station, I recently offered 10 predictions for the year 2016. We are less than halfway through the first month of the year, and already two of my most important predictions have come to pass. On Wednesday, I discussed how I predicted the increase in global financial volatility that we are experiencing. Today, I want to explain how my forecast number 7 has now occurred, though not exactly the way I specified. In this prediction, I noted that the government of Zimbabwe last month made the Chinese yuan legal tender in their country. With other measures, Zimbabwe is now practically a Chinese colony. I projected that the Chinese government would entice other financially desperate governments this year to increase the use of Chinese yuan in international commerce. Within the past week, a Chinese government bureaucrat unofficially announced that foreign banks operating in China would be required to support the April expansion of the Shanghai Gold Exchange, helping to extend its operations worldwide. The purchase of gold contracts on the SGE is for delivery of physical gold, not the swapping of paper contracts such as done in the London and New York markets. Even more important, all SGE contracts are priced in the Chinese yuan and must be paid for with yuan currency. Why does that matter? Until recently, gold was bought and sold around the world, priced in U.S. dollars and paid for with dollars. By making a major push to grow the Shanghai Gold Exchange, the Chinese government is evidently planning to shift the entire global gold trade to be priced and paid in Chinese currency. Each expansion of Chinese influence in the gold market will displace the use of U.S. dollars in international commerce. These excess dollars will then be repatriated to the U.S. Treasury for goods and services, American real estate, and shares of American businesses. As a result, there will be downward pressure on the U.S. dollar. If you think America is drowning in debt today, just wait to see how much worse things will be later this year. That's it for today. Tune in again next time for more things you know that just aren't so, and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Owner Emeritus and Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WYLS or MacDonald Broadcasting.